You're listening to A Word from the Lord, the podcast. I want to thank you for listening today. My name is Pastor Michael Eaton. I'm your host, as well as I serve as the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church right here in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. And we're so glad that you're listening to our podcast. I also serve as co-founder of A Word from the Lord Ministry, Inc. Before we get into the word today, I want to tell you about our ministry. It is our vision here to share the Bible teaching ministry of myself and my lovely wife. We want to use mass media to expose Christ's teaching through us to the widest audience as possible. Our vision is to use movies, television, radio, social media, conferencing, and the arts in our written books to equip the body of Christ. And the way that we continue in this ministry is through the vision is made possible by the generous donation of the people who support Word from the Lord, Inc., which is a registered 501c3 organization. And if God uses this ministry today to encourage your heart, mind, and soul in Christ Jesus, we're going to consider, I want you to consider whether you can support our ministry. Visit our website at awftl with Dr. Michael and Kimberly Eaton.org. Again, our website is www.awftl with Dr. Michael and Kimberly Eaton.org, all spelled out. You can call us at 800 number 1-855-510-1397. Again, our number is 1-855-510-1397. Today, we want to thank you for tuning in.
Now, we're going to take you to the Bethlehem Baptist Church, where I do serve as the senior pastor. It is Sunday, April the 21st, 2024. And I'm sharing a message entitled Ananias and Sapphira, Capping No Further. Capping No Further is today's message. And now, without any further ado, let's get into the service where we'll get into the word.
Praise the Lord. Amen and praise the Lord. A few announcements before we move on. We want to encourage you to pray throughout the week and fast and pray on Fridays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for those that are on our prayer list. And I see someone this morning that's on our prayer list. Brother Rocky is amen. Here. Amen. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. And we continue to intercede on behalf of the saints. Amen. Amen. Also, I've been encouraging you to pick up your t-shirts. This will be the design for this year of the t-shirts. And we do have a goal for 25 new sanctified and filled with the Spirit members.
All right. Amen.
Also, we're praying for 15 folk to be saved and baptized here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church as we try to accomplish God's mission to keep the main thing, as the Sunday school teacher said this morning. Wasn't that an incredible lesson in Sunday school this morning? Give God a hand clap of praise. Because it's on point with the vision that we have this year.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not interested in becoming a social club.
Right. Amen.
We're interested in doing what Jesus told us to do, which was to make disciples.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He didn't say make members. He said, make disciples. Mm-hmm. And we want to keep the main thing, We're writing the vision down so that we can see it and run and accomplish it. Amen.
Amen.
So please see Sister Eaton
$20 is t-shirts. For those who've already paid, we still will need your t-shirt size. I joked on Wednesday, said I'm going to get you an extra small if you don't give us our size. You've been here like... So please see her and give us your size if you already have paid. And we want to write the vision and make it plain. Bethlehem!
Reach more in 2024.
Amen and praise the Lord. Amen and praise the Lord. Deacon has already shared about the pastor's anniversary. It is coming so quickly. And I've been sharing with people, boy, it doesn't seem like 17 years to me. I guess funny how time flies when you're having fun.
All right.
But it doesn't seem like 17 years, but it's 17 years. And as I reflect on my ministry, I did 3 years in the pastorate before here. That's 20 years in the pastorate. And I started preaching 10 years before I ever started pastoring. So we praise God for that. And we can only glorify God for that. Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we appreciate what you already do for us. I always say my anniversaries are a little different than most church anniversaries because those guys, many of those guys are really not taken care of throughout the year. And they really, really need that. But as I said, all year round, all the time, Bethlehem takes care of me all in my family all year round. Amen.
Amen.
Amen and praise the Lord. So we thank you for your service, not just this coming Sunday, but for all year around. Amen?
Amen.
Amen and praise the Lord. There are some announcements that are posted in the on the bulletin board there. I believe it is Pastor Rushing's anniversary. It's this week or next week, but you can see it out there on the bulletin. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to enter into this series that I've entitled CAP. And the series is based on a term that young people use when they think that you are lying. They'll just holler out CAP.
Yeah.
Just holler out CAP. And I seen one time where a man was in a conversation with somebody, and he hollered out, CAP, but he put on a cap. CAP!
Mm-hmm.
And that was very intriguing to me. CAP means to be lying or to live a hypocritical lifestyle. And I said, well, many times when I wear my caps, I'm capping with the cap. Because I wear hats that I really don't really have any affiliation to. This Puma hat, I don't think I have too much in Puma. I wear this hat, Levi's, and Levi's was a thing back in the day, but I don't even have a pair of jeans. I wore this hat because a member used to work for Chevron. This hat says River Mayo. Now, I can wear this hat because I actually went there. I didn't remember that I went there until Sister Eton told me where we got this hat from. So I'm capping with the caps. I don't even know what I got on my head. but prayerfully, I'm not capping with my Christianity. Prayerfully, I'm living a lifestyle that people cannot look into and call CAP. Sunday school teacher used the illustration about trying to witness at Brahms. And the young lady said, yeah, them folk. Them church folk.
Are the worst.
They capping. They go to church, but they capping.
Amen.
I mean, that makes me so upset. And my concern is that ain't none of you going to Bronx on Sunday. because that affects our witness.
Right, yeah, amen, it does.
Don't nobody want to be a part, especially young folk, of hypocrites.
Amen, yeah.
Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. So I pray that we are not a church that is capping. And when Bethlehem shows up, they say, boy, them are some really different people. They're so polite.
Mm, right.
Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. So we're continuing in this CAP series, and we don't want to live a hypocritical lifestyle. I called an audible in this series. I took Goliath and Saul out of it and put Peter in it. Taught on Peter on Wednesday, and we're teaching this morning on someone I said, two people who could be in the capping Hall of Fame.
Mm, all right.
But don't you know they're capping no further?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Hello, somebody. They could be in the capping Hall of Fame, but they're capping no further.
Mm, right.
Title of this morning's message. Would you please stand in reverence to the Word of God? Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God. I will live it out. In Jesus' name. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. One, two, three.
Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Peter said to her, how could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husbands are at the door, and they will carry you out also.
Amen. Talking about capping no further. First, we see a decision to cap. Then we see a discovery of capping and the doom of capping in this text. We want Christians to know today that Christians should never conspire to lie to God or his people. Let me say that again. Christians should never conspire to lie to God or his people.
Everyone. A couple named Ananias and Sapphira, who were counted among the believers, saw the way Joseph was admired and grew very jealous. He thinks he's better than us, they grumbled to each other. We deserve that kind of attention. They dwelt on it day and night. Finally, one night, they devised a plan to sell a piece of land, secretly keeping part of the money for themselves and giving the rest to the apostles. They would not necessarily say they were giving all of the money they received from the sale. They would just let everyone assume it, and presto, they would instantly be famous as self-sacrificing believers who surrendered everything to Jesus. So, with his wife's consent, Ananias sold the land, secretly kept part of the money, and brought the remainder to the apostles. But Peter saw right through Ananias, saying, Ananias, why have you let evil fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit, and you kept some of the money for yourself. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God. As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell to the floor dead. Everyone who heard the news was filled with fear. Then some young men got up, wrapped him in a sheet, and took him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, Sapphira came in, not knowing what had happened. Everyone nervously watched as Peter asked her, "Was this the price you and your husband received for your land?" The room fell silent. "Yes," she replied. "That was the price." Peter responded, "How could the two of you even think of conspiring to test God like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door, and they will carry you out too." No sooner were the words out of his mouth than she also fell down dead.
This is just some information about the book of Acts and what was going on in the book of Acts and where they were in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1 through 5 is Jerusalem, and this is where this happened, this incident happened. It seems that after Christ died and was risen, they moved their headquarters from Galilee up in Capernaum back to Jerusalem, and some amazing things happened there in Jerusalem. Old brother Peter, who we caught capping on Wednesday night, God didn't strike him down. But he was there to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and God was working in marvelous and mighty ways. So much so.
Right.
And the text we're looking at today, oh, brother Barnabas. Actually, that was chapter 4. But he decided to give or sell his land and just come and just lay it at the disciples' feet. And I told you, I had a testimony one time that I was preaching, and it was after the offering, and while I was preaching, somebody came and just threw their money at my feet. And I took that and went to McDonald's. No, I didn't. I put it in the pool, in the offering. But it's something about how people like to glorify themselves when it comes to giving. And if I was a man who would manipulate people into giving, I would do like some of these other churches do. And I would set out this thing here. And I said, now everybody who have $1,000, line up. He said, ain't nobody gonna be that line here. But people tend to want to give more when they can be praised for giving.
Right.
And preachers do it all the time when they take up an offering. They say, hey, I got $100. Is there anybody here want to match me?
Yeah, right.
And there are some folk, because they want to be seen, they'll get up and they'll go and they'll match. And we had problems with this in every part of the church, charismatic as well as Baptist church, in the giving. And we see in the text today that an offering was taken, and the way, and this is the best kind of offering to have. It wasn't even offering time when this offering came through. They weren't in the line. They weren't walking around the building. But God, as I said this morning before the offering, we want you to give by the power of the Holy Spirit, because when you give by the power of the Holy Spirit, it won't be out of constraints. It won't be out of you wanting to get glory. It will be because God moved in your heart to give. Amen. And guess what? You can give when you move by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's not even offering time.
Right.
And you can give like they gave in their time. You can give and not expect anything in return. It ought to be a shame for us American folk to not give to the church. Why you say that? Because if you keep proper records, what can you do?
Tax deduction.
Ding, 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 ding. It ought to be a shame for a Christian in America not to give. Oh, because they can what? Write it off. Hello, somebody. I'm writing this lesson for National Baptist USA Incorporated Layman's at, I use this illustration. At Morehouse in 2019, a man by the name of Robert Smith was doing the commencement day address. And Robert F. Smith is somebody you may not know, some do know who he is,
But he sat there in the midst of his speech, and he said to those 400 graduates that I'm going to pay for your education. You will not have any debt when you leave here today. 400 graduates.
And if you know, Robert F. Smith is a billionaire. He made that promise in May of 2019, and the president of Morehouse tells us that in September,
he came through on his offering, his generous offering. Can you guess how much it costs to pay for 400 graduates' education at Morehouse?
Anybody, just throw a number out there. Anybody can guess, 400 graduates, anybody. You said 5 million? Anybody else? Just guess.
40 million.
40 million? Anybody else? 50. 50! Well, if we were playing that game, who got the closest, it would be Murray, because it was 34 million. You guessed over. And you know how they're doing the prices, right? They just guess one. $1. Because if you go over, hello, you lose.
Yeah.
But it was $34 million. Praise the Lord. But the thing I want to ask is if he would do that if he didn't get what?
A tax deduction.
Woo-wee. Oh, Brother Barnabas wasn't worried about a tax deduction. It was out of his heart. He sold his own land, and he came and he laid it at the disciples' feet, and the church was marveling and was celebrating what he had done. He didn't do it for the glory. Oh, he just moved in his heart to do that, and guess what? Somebody else saw it. Hello, somebody. Ananias and Sapphira. And they saw it, and they wanted to do what he did, but they gave. They were capping again. They were capping. They didn't give at all. Hello, somebody. They didn't give at all. They wanted a little tax deduction. So they kept some for themselves. They did it themselves. Hello, somebody. And they made this first point, a decision to cap. With his wise, full knowledge, he kept back what? What? Part of it, the money for what? For himself. But brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Hello, somebody. They were moving in an awesome and mighty way. The Spirit was moving. Oh, nobody had any need in this church because they would give for the need of everyone who was there. And Barnabas made that, awesome gift to the church. And then, Sister Ananias and Sapphira, brothers Ananias, they wanted to do the same thing. But they were capping. They were capping. They made a decision to cap. And he said, with his wise, full knowledge. Now, some of our wives take care of the books. That's an interesting insight. With his wise, full knowledge, because some men take care of the books and don't let the wife know anything. With his wise, full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself. And that's why I say, in the public offering, you don't know really how much anybody's really giving. Because you don't know how much they're making. And also, there are some who give to the church, and they give probably as much outside of the church as they do in the church. Because they love the Lord. Hello, somebody. But these people here were hypocrites. They were capping. They wanted glory. But they hadn't given it all. As I said, you never know. And I did the numbers last time I talked about giving
on some of these mega churches. And we did the numbers. I said I worked at a church that said we had 5 million. We had 5,000, supposedly 5,000 members. We did the average income. And we multiplied it times that 5,000. And then we added in not just 10%, but the 22% of the Old Testament offerings. And we said that the church had or should have got 50 million. But they were glorifying and bragging over 5 million. Over 5 million. Now, how would you feel if somebody who owed you 50 million only gave you 5 million?
All right.
How would you feel? I know how some of you just feel over maybe 500 somebody haven't paid you back. You ready to fight. Over $100, you running folk down trying to get your money. Don't play with my money. And you're talking in tongues that don't need interpreting because they owe you money. Hello, somebody, and they acting like they don't. Hello, have you ever loaned somebody some money and they act like you ain't gave them nothing? That's how folk do in the church. How would you feel? You see all these folk going to church. And then going to Brahms afterwards. Yeah. They leave you 5 minutes. And then I didn't say this. That was just in 1 year. Yeah. Think of that. That was just 1 year. And the church was existent for, let's say, and I can't do the math, but we can try to say the church has been in existence 50 years. How much have they stolen from God?
My goodness.
I can't do the numbers on that. It's billions of dollars. How would you feel if you was the celestial God looking down at that church and these folk for the last 25 years have stole billions of dollars? How would you feel? And we like to glorify those kind of churches and ministries and think God is working there. Oh, we like to go travel to be a part of the crowd of thieves. Ooh-wee. We think his message is anointed and appointed because he got so many thieves in his church.
Lord, everybody is
well. Oh, I'm trying to make it uncomfortable for thieves to be in this church. Hello, somebody, because they're capping, and we look and see the number of people, but God is not into the number of people. He's into the heart of people, and if the heart of the people ain't right, he will tear it down in the same way he turned down Ananias and Sapphira. That's why there is not a temple in Jerusalem today. That magnificent temple. They didn't say it was as magnificent as Solomon's temple. Why was it not magnificent as Solomon's temple? Because the people disobeyed, and what happened? God tore it down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hello, somebody. Then there was a second temple. Oh, and then Herod, he rebuilt, or he not rebuilt, but he, what is that called, remodernized it. And then God tore it down again. It was an industry, they said, of millions of dollars. People coming from all around the world, oh, to visit the temple, millions of dollars. And God saw that it was thieves in the temple. Jesus Christ did what? He cleared out the temple of thieves.
Right.
Because he was not impressed with people who are capping. These people that were capping, and they got caught. Hello, somebody. I told you, his name is Joseph. Later, most of us know him as Barnabas. I told you what happened. He sold the field, he owned, and he brought the money and brought all of the money and put it at the disciples' feet. But Ananias and Sapphira began to cap. Oh, they wanted to give the glory. Oh, and they got caught up. Hello, somebody. Well, they were capped no more because Peter discovered it. It really wasn't Peter, it was God himself.
That's it.
Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that what? Satan, that's what this series is all about. The father of all capping, the father of all lies, that is his native tongue, is to lie. His native tongue is to have hypocrites act like they are Christians. His native tongue, Satan, how is it that Satan has filled your heart? That you have lied, capping lied to the Holy Spirit. He lied to the Holy Spirit of God. This is a holy, don't you know the offering is a holy place?
All right, yes, sir.
Because God says about your money is what? What did he say? Where your heart is what? Hello, somebody. So this time is a reverent time. This is a sanctified time because this is where you show God your heart. And they showed God, oh, their heart during the offering. Woo! It's a holy time, giving an offering. And God rather you not give anything than the cap. Because the Lord loves what? A cheerful giver. Not people who give by compulsion.
Right. Amen.
Because I made it easy for you to get glorified in the offering as opposed to, oh, glorifying God in the offering. Hello, somebody. Mm-hmm. If you notice, or maybe you don't. I don't usually have anything to do with the money. And that which I do know, you will notice that we get offerings from outside of the church, but you will notice I will never say how much the offering was. And you know why? Because I really don't know what the offering is. It could have been the widow's mite. And we wouldn't say anything in a public offering about the widow's mite, 2 cents. Oh, she gave 2 cents. We think, oh, she could have gave more. And she gave everything. You don't know how much people are giving. She gave out of her lack. That's the offering. See, if I'm a billionaire, if I'm a billionaire and I give $34 million, what am I giving out of?
Your abundance.
Your abundance. Hello. It's not lack. Oh, but we like to see those big numbers. We don't know how much that people are really giving. Hello, somebody. Because we don't know how much people have held back. Whoo. Unless we do the numbers like I told you about that mega church. They were capping in their giving. Many times we can't accomplish what God wants us to do because we're capping. We're making it seem like we got a lot, or we're making it seem like we got a little. Preacher said one Sunday, I got great news from the Lord today. We have all the money we need to build a new building and the church uproar. Woo! Glory to God! Like those students were shouting at Morehouse in 2019. They were saying of Robert, they call him the MVP, MVP, MVP. And on that Sunday, the people were shouting, praise the Lord. But the pastor said there's only one catch. The money is in what? In your bank account. Barnabas wouldn't have a problem with that. He gave it all.
Right.
Ananias and Sapphira would be capping. Mm-hmm. Lying and saying, we ain't got that. You sure God told us to build? Oh, because he ain't moved in my heart to give to this. Oh, well, who is? Is it God moving or who?
All right.
Satan moving in your heart. Woo! One of the two. Now, if you're saved, it's supposed to be what? God!
Right.
Hello, somebody! But there was a discovery. He was capping. Mm-hmm. Because he was doing what Satan, his father, the father of lies. And he did the same thing with old brother Judas. Who was one of the 12.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Capping! He was one of them church folk! It goes to Brahms on Sunday.
Yeah. Well,
hello, somebody. It's one complaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
Hello, somebody. One of the ways you want to know whether a person is saved is how much they complain. Mm-hmm. He said, preacher, you're kind of being hard on being complaining. You know, I'm just sharing my emotions. What did the children of Israel do? And what happened to those who complained? They died the same way Ananias and Sapphira did. Hello, somebody. They died. And sometimes God is working in our church when folk are dying or not coming. Ooh. Ooh-wee. Woo-wee, preacher, that's a hard word. It's a true word. God ain't impressed with people who capping in the church. In my first church, I said, Brother Bill talked about witnessing to those who don't look like us. Maybe from a different race of people. Mm-hmm. They may dress different.
Right.
Yeah, they may have tattoos.
Right.
They have a sleeve. Mm-hmm. One pastor and I was talking in my first church. And I said, you'd be surprised that the biggest giver in our church, most of us had suits on, like Pastor Eton. I always wore ties. This is just who I am. And in my sophomore year in college, I had a tie on. I mean, not in college, but in high school, mm-hmm. at SOC. Ain't no way. Yeah, put some speck on my name now. At Sando Cliff, I wore a tie every day. Man, hey, I wasn't nothing of God then. I was by myself then. So what you wear don't determine your character. Hello, right. Somebody. Some Amen. Kind. Sometimes the people that dress up them is full of themselves the most. But anyway, to finish this story. Finish this story, I said, the person that gives the most is the person that comes in jeans and t-shirt. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Not the ones that had to dress like Pastor Eton, driving fancy cars. Hello, somebody. Somebody who was saved by the power of the Holy Spirit because someone decided to share the love and they really got it.
All right.
Hello, somebody. Don't you know at that church I said that the guy had a $5 million budget? I was considered one of the best givers there. And really, I wasn't really a I wasn't giving. We had lawyers, doctors, had all kind of folk up in there. Celebrities, all kind of people up in there. I wasn't the biggest givers. I was just tired.
Right. Yeah.
I was just giving what I call God's minimum wage. Of course, I gave in other ways, and then that's one of the reasons why I'm here today, because I did give in other ways over and above giving outside of the church. It's one of the reasons why I'm here today. God is not impressed with hypocritical behavior, hypocritical giving.
Amen.
Satan could be moving in the offering. People who are amongst us. That's what gets me. He says he was one of the 12. He had an official position. One of the 12, an official position. Yeah, he was the treasurer. Hello, somebody. Watch the treasurer. I don't mean the meddle. See if they act like that money belonged to them. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons you can tell, they always want to see. Concerned about spending and wanting to save. Hello, somebody. At my first church, one of the 12 drove a Corvette. Yeah. One of the 12 drove a Corvette. You say, why you mention that? Because I believe we paid for it. That's why. He was a Judas. But these folk will be capping no further. Capping no further! Because there was a doom to capping in this situation. Peter said to her, after Ananias died, oh, he put Sapphira to the test and asked her if she would have told the truth. Her life probably could have been saved. If she would have repented, her life probably would be saved. But she told the same lie as her husband. Oh, she wanted to ride or die with her husband. I told you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church, we're going to ride with you. Jesus had already died for you once. And if you're wrong, we're going to hold you accountable for your wrong behavior. We're not going to ride or die with you. We ride or die for God in the Word of God. Hello, somebody. If she would have said that, yeah, Peter, I tried to talk him out of it. He wouldn't listen to me. Hello. Hello. But she didn't. And she lied just like he lied. And God had a word from the Lord. And many times we think a word from the Lord is to encourage us. But sometimes a word from the Lord is doom. Woo! This series is kind of a hard series. I'm like, Lord, you want me to preach this right before my anniversary? They need to be happy before the anniversary. Hello, somebody. God says this to grow us up in the faith. And I tell you all the time, as I listen and sat on the Dr. Evans ministry, man, that word hurt me. Because it was convicting. But to me, it hurt so good. And I learned to walk in the Christian faith. I learned to stop capping. I learned to obey the Word of God and to live holy like the Word of God says that all Christians should. But this doom, Peter said to her, how could you conspire to what? Test the Spirit of the Lord. How can you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? There's only one place in the Bible where it says that you can test God. And what does it have to do? Tithing and offerings.
Yes, sir.
Ooh. That's deep. That's why we always have to make that point, because what you give shows your real heart. It's a holy and a sanctified point and time in the service. Don't overlook, the offering. Don't overlook your giving. Hello, somebody. It said, you conspired to test the Spirit of the Lord. And then he said what? Listen. The feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door. Mm-hmm. And they will carry you out also.
Amen.
Does anybody know where Dr. Martin Luther King's body is buried? Anybody?
Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. Does anybody know where his wife's body is buried? Because when he was buried there, they would not let anybody else be buried there. Where is his wife buried? It's right next to him. Hello, somebody. They made allotment for that. Hello, somebody. Ananias and Sapphira was buried right next to each other. Because they conspired to test the Holy Spirit of God. Hello, somebody.
Right.
This last point, and we'll go home running over time. This is what Acts 5 and 4 says. Did what? Did not what? You put on these airs, it belonged to you.
Right.
Didn't it belong to you?
Right.
And what? After it was sold, or it's not at your disposal? It belonged to you. It was at your disposal.
Right.
How could you what?
Conceive such a deed in your heart.
Woo! What did they do?
You have not lied to men, but to God.
Woo-wee! He got to make sure that every offering time, we're not lying.
All right.
Because in the offering time, many times, folks just lying, putting on airs. Lying. God takes giving very serious.
Amen.
Let me say that again. And if you're capping in your giving, all you have to do is repent. Change. That you may be able to give more in 2024. All eyes closed, heads bowed, saints are praying. Before we leave this point, there's another offering that you can't afford not to miss today. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you're here today and don't ever remember a time that you gave your life to Jesus Christ, don't ever remember a time where you prayed and asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart, similar to dear Lord Jesus. Today, I believe that you are God's only Son. Today, I believe that you died for my sins. And today, I believe that you rose again on the third day. And as a result, I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You can pray that prayer for the first time or willing to pray for the first time. Step out of your seat right now. We'll lead you in this prayer. Because you can't afford to die without him. This is one offering that you can't miss. Is there one today? Come, please, forward right now in Jesus' name. Is there one? Maybe somebody here today. Maybe God wants you to offer up your membership. Now, you've heard me say that we don't really want members. You'll hear me say disciples.
become a disciple here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church, which is a part of the body of Christ. We want you to be a part of the body of Christ right here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. Is there one who doesn't have a church home? You're moved to be a part of a church that teaches you right, church that lives right, church that strives to do better. Is there one? Everybody see right now, we'd love, we're praying for you. As a matter of fact, 25 new families. Families of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here's that one today. Is there someone else who has another decision they need to make today? And maybe you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you were never baptized. We learned in Sunday school how important baptism is. It is a public profession of your faith. God has no secret agent Christians to come into it. You've got to let everybody know. Don't you know that is the greatest point of witnessing that you can do to your family? Don't you know that folk that don't ordinarily come to church, folk that don't even know God, will come to see you baptized? That's a perfect opportunity to share Christ.
Yep.
And you've never been baptized? God is calling you out of the dark and into the light. You need to make your public profession in Jesus' name. Is there one for baptism? If you need prayer, and we told you about rededication, really all rededication is, all you need to do is repent and turn.
Right. Amen.
That's all you have to do is repent and turn. You really don't have to come forward. Just repent and turn and do and live better in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Others who are called possibly to preach. Or there's a gift, talent, and ability. We talked about availability. That I'm writing about that in a lesson for the National Baptists. Shared a little bit last Sunday that to love God with all your strength is to love Him with all of your abilities and availabilities. You weren't saved to sit.
Right.
You were saved to serve.
Amen.
If there's not a ministry here where you can serve in, then we will help you to use your gift in the body of Christ right here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. Is there one today? My time is spent. Would everyone please stand? So we give this benediction. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise your holy name. We glorify you today, Father. And we pray, Lord, that we can be all that you're calling us to be as a church. Oh, that we will not be a Brahms Christian. That everybody in this place lives sincerely and wholeheartedly for the Lord. And everywhere we go, we tell people about Jesus. Because he's the best thing that ever happened to us. Father, help us to go and tell. Help us, save folk and invite them to Jesus Church here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. To witness to people and invite them to Jesus Church right here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. Help us, Father, to keep the main thing, as we live holy and righteous before you, and you accomplish your will and your kingdom through this church here at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. Father, put your hedge of protection around us. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again. And the people of God said, amen. Say to your neighbor, don't be leaving here capping now, all right? No, we don't leave here capping.
Thank you for listening once again to A Word from the Lord, the podcast. My name again is Pastor Michael Eaton. I'm your host for today's program. I want to thank you for tuning in, and also would encourage you that if this program encourages your hearts, minds, and soul in Christ Jesus, we want to pray that you would sow a seed into this ministry. We thank those who gave the end of the year gift last year. We want to encourage those who are listening and who are encouraged in the ministry to give. Visit our website at www.awftlwithdrmichaelandkimberlyeaton.org. Again, our website is www.awftlwithdrmichaelandkimberlyeaton.org. Our phone number is 1-855-510-1397. Again, our phone number is 1-855-510-1397. And you can support our ministry by giving us a call or visiting our website. There are two initiatives up there, the encouragement initiatives. You can get four books for $60 in the Hang In There Encouragement Initiative. And also, for a gift of any cost, you can get the book entitled The Secret to My Best Life. You're starting in the new year. And if you want to know the secret to your best life, you need to start with God first.